Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, we had a nice warm day on Wednesday and then it cooled a little bit. Now once we get into this weekend though, we should see a good warming trend starting and going into next week. I don't have a lot of fishing to report as I've been working at the Storm Lake hatchery quite a bit. Now we got the hatchery up and running earlier this week and did some test netting out on the lake. We started our full walleye broodstock collection efforts on Wednesday night of this week. Our statewide goal for quarts of walleye eggs this year is 1,173 quarts. That equates to about 156,034,250 eggs. So once we account for hatch rate, that equals an estimated 106,442,500 walleye fry. Lake Rathbun started their walleye broodstock collection efforts on Monday of this week. And they did really well, caught a lot of big fish and were able to call it quits after three nights. As I record this, the Spirit Lake hatchery has not started yet, but they will soon. As of now, all of our eggs that we collect at Storm Lake will be shipped up to the Spirit Lake hatchery to incubate and hatch out. So our first night of netting on Storm Lake turned out pretty good. We brought 200 males into the hatchery, but we caught quite a few more than that. Our tanks were getting full of fish, so we had to throw quite a few males back while we were out on the water. And we caught 150 green females and 28 ripe females that night. Now I'd like to see more ripe females, but it's pretty typical to catch a lot of greens on the front end of the spawn. So the difference between what we consider a green female and a ripe female is how far along they are with their egg development. Green females are gravid, meaning they're full of eggs, but they're just not ready to release them yet. We can tell this by gently pressing on their belly, and if nothing comes out, we consider them green. The ripe females are ready to release their eggs, and oftentimes those eggs will just flow out of them when we pick them up. So these are the fish that we strip to get the eggs out of. Now we'll hold on to those green females in the hatchery and check them every morning. And typically we'll see about 30% of those green fish ripen up in our tanks throughout the season. Now as far as the fish that we are catching goes, they look really great. We're catching a lot of walleye in the 24 to 26 inch size range. A lot of the males are so thick and chunky that they look like females before closer inspection. Now I can't say for sure how long we'll be going, but if you get the opportunity, I encourage you to swing by the hatchery to check things out. We typically start stripping eggs around 9:30 in the morning. Depending on how many fish we have, we might be done by 11 or as late as 3 in the afternoon. But if you want to be sure to see some of it, then come earlier. The hatchery is located on the north side of the Storm Lake Marina, and it just looks like a machine shed, and there will be several DNR trucks parked outside. Just come on in and look around. The hook and line fishing for walleye isn't great right now, but it should pick up a little when the weather starts to warm. However, after the spawn, these fish are going to go deep and recover for a week or two, and that is typically when the fishing starts to pick up after that. The best time of year to fish for walleye in our natural lakes is from the late part of April through about mid-June. So we have that to look forward to. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.